Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. And we are at the two dots, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth wide line. And the two there's two dots there. There's a machlokes in our Mishnah. Can a shtuki marry a mamzeres? Can a mamzer marry a shtukis? Can a shtuki marry a shtukis? Can a sufi marry an asufis? Meaning, basically, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah in the first Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph permitted a vadai mamzer to marry a suffik mamzer and a suffik mamzer to marry a vadai mamzer. Because if you remember carefully, biblically speaking, a suffik mamzer can marry a Jewish girl also. Rabbanan made my law to be yuchsin. They didn't allow a suffik mamzer to marry within a Jewish girl. But the heter that a mamzer can marry a suffik mamzer, which is also derived from a pasuk, Rabbanan didn't touch that. They didn't feel that they should restrict that aspect. They restricted a suffik mamzer marrying a kosher Jewish girl. That's a rabbinic restriction. Biblically, mamzer vada hudu yavai, a suffik mamzer yavai. Right? There was another drasha. Because vada hudu yavai, a mamzer can't marry a definitely kosher girl of a suffik kol yavai, but a suffik he can marry. So there was a heter biblically, both for a suffik mamzer to marry a mamzer or a suffik mamzer to marry a kosher Jewish girl. The Rabbanan came along and they removed that part. They said a suffik mamzer cannot marry a Jewish girl, rabbinically. But a suffik mamzer can marry a vadai mamzer. That a kid will be vadai mamzerim. But it's legal. A suffik mamzer can marry a vadai mamzer. A suffik mamzer can marry a different suffik mamzer. Even though they're sfeikas and one might be kosher, it's mutter. That's biblically mutter, and Rabbanan did not touch it because there's no my loss of a yuchsin of that aspect. No, the child is a, well, depends if they're both fakers and the child is a suffix. If they're both father, that's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Lazar came along in the last Mishnah of Ayin Dalet, and he said, no, a vade cannot marry a suffix, and a suffix can't marry a suffix, because one might be kosher, and we don't want a vade marrying a kosher. So if there's a suffix kosher, it's usher. That means that a shtuki can't marry a shtukis. Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah on that Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a meaning. What it really means is a shtuki can't get married. He can't marry a Jewish girl, my loss to be yuchsin. He can't marry a mamzer because he might be kosher. He can't marry another shtukis because he might be kosher and she's not, or she might be kosher and him not. So basically, Rabbi Lazar said a shtuki and a sufi can never get married. There's nobody they can marry. They can't marry a vadai mamzer because they might be kosher, and they can't marry a suffik mamzer because one of the two parties might be kosher, and therefore it's usher. That's Rabbi Lazar's said in the Mishnah. He argued on the first Mishnah, where the first Mishnah clearly stated that a mamzer and a sinni shtuki can marry each other, because Rabbanan didn't intervene into that half. He says, no marrying suffik. Suffik can't marry because he might be kosher, the other party might not be kosher, and therefore it's usher. That's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. So we have a machloikis tanoim. If a shtuki can marry a mamzer, a shtukis, and a sufis, it's all machloikis tanoim. Dr. Gemara Weiter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says we paskin like k'Rabbi Lazar l'chumra. That means Mr. Shtuki, unfortunately, can never get married. Can't marry. There's nobody he can marry. So Rabbi Yehuda said, when I came to Shmuel, I said it to Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was the person who learned by Rav, and when Rav died, moved to Shmuel. Rav had two main Talmidim, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. When Rav died, Rav Huna became Rosh Hashiva, and Rabbi Yehuda left and went to Shmuel. I believe, if my historical facts are correct, I'm not sure, Shmuel lived past Rav 6 or 7 years, and Rabbi Yehuda spent those 6 or 7 years by Shmuel, and then he took over Shmuel's yeshiva when Shmuel was nifter. So Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav, and then he went to Shmuel. So he told Shmuel many of the things that he heard from Rav. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Kamrite kamadi Shmuel. When I said it in front of Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, Hil shayna sara yuchsin olami babo. That first Mishnah on the Aftamach Tes is Hil. Even though our Mishnah doesn't quote Hillel, just says Asar Yochsin Al Mibavo. But Shmuel was saying, that was a Mishnah written by Hillel. He said, Asar Yochsin Al Mibavo, and he ended up, Kulam Mutar Mabim Zavazah, that Imams and Nasini Shtuki Asufi can marry each other. He said clearly, a Vadai can marry a Sufik. Zahat Amit Halach Krab Lazar, you're passing like Reb Lazar against who? I can't understand it. So it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav was machmer like Reb Lazar, and Shmuel said, I don't understand. Hill said it's okay. Why should I be machmer like Reb Lazar? Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Hill shine up. Mishnah achas v'braisa asara yuchsin. V'kol asurim shebehem butarim lovers ebesem. It's a braisa that says Hill's name on what our Mishnah quotes them. That Asurim are mutal of his ever there. So you're going to paskin like Reb Lazar against Hill? That's what Shmuel's reaction was. So the bottom line, at the end of the day, there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. How you paskin? Rav says it's usher for a shtuki to marry anybody. And Shmuel says a shtuki can marry a mamzer, a shtuki can marry a nusin, a shtuki can marry a shtukis, a shtuki can marry a sukis, because suffik and vada is mutter, suffik is mutter. That's the machlekes. And again, I want to point out, and it's important to know this when we think about it. Biblically, everybody agrees there's no problem. Biblically, a shtuki can marry a Jewish girl. Rabbanan came along with a milah sabiyuchsin. How far did they take that? Rav says, they paskin like Reb Lazar, that they even took it to the fact that we can't marry a suffik, marry another suffik, which one might be kosher. And we don't want to, I'll use the word, probably the wrong word, corrupt or ruin the children worse than they are. Because they might be kosher. They don't know about it, but they might be kosher. And Shmuel says, no, we paskin that if something, they never touch that aspect of the heter. They allow something to marry a vadai, something to marry a suffik that was not included in my loss of a yuchs. Zuck to Gemara Vayter. There's a ton of Reb Lazar can argue in Hill. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. The problem is Shmuel couldn't understand how you paskin not like Hill. That's all. Frank the Gemara, the Rami, the Rabbi, the Rami.
So, Rabbi, say that a suffix and a vadai is only the only. Well, the Gemara said that, but you think about it, but why don't you go to Chumra and say one's kosher, one's pasul?
Well, yeah, we'll try again. I'm trying to answer your question. Halacha in the Raisa. What did the Torah say? The Torah said a suffix mamzer can marry a Jewish girl, a kosher girl. Why don't you go L'chumra? Because the Torah said you don't go L'chumra. That's what the Pasuk said, right? That means the Pasuk is saying, according to the Rambam, this is the source. The suffix deraisa is L'chulam b'deraisa. And according to the Rashba, this is an exception. But the Pasuk clearly states that a suffix mamzer can marry a regular Jewish girl. It's a Pasuk. That means the Pasuk is saying, do not go L'chumra. Whether this is a rule or an exception, it's a machlokes rishonim. But the bottom line is that the pasuk is saying a suffik mamzer can marry a totally 100% Jewish girl. No soul. Came along Drabbanon, and they were machmer. And they said, no, my loss of a yuchsin. We'd rather, we don't want it to happen. We're trying to keep the purity of Klal Yisrael. How far did they take this? Now, clearly they took it that a suffix mamzer cannot marry a Jewish girl. Now, according to Hillel, now that we have a name in the first Mishnah, they did not say that a suffix mamzer can't marry a mamzeris. They didn't take it that far. Because the Torah said it's legal. They didn't make a ma'ilos of a yuchsin from a suffix mamzer to a mamzer. They said, leave it on the deraisa. The Torah said it's okay, we don't have to be firmed in the Torah. And my loss of yuchsin does not apply because we're not dealing with people that are marrying kosher people. And Reb Lazar said no. Like Rabbi Kohn said, it's a suffik. Why are we going to let a suffik mamzer marry a vadai? Maybe he's kosher. Why can we let a suffik mamzer marry a suffik mamzeris? Maybe one of the two is kosher. Can't let that. So he learned that they expanded, that not only did they ask for a suffik mamzer in a bat yisrael, but they asked for a suffik mamzer in a suffik mamzeris. And basically said a suffik mamzer is worse off than a mamzer in the sense that he can't marry anybody. That's what Reb Lazar said. Rav came along and paskin like Reb Lazar and Shmuel paskin like Hill.
In the right, the pasuk says Leomi mamzer v'kal Hashem, Bade mamzer v'Bade kal Hashem.
Yes, two drushes called Vaday lo Yavai habekol safik Yavai, and lo Yavai mamzer Vaday bekal Hashem, but mamzer safik Yavai. Two separate drushes. Zok the Gemara, v'Rami the Rav, the Rav, v'Rami the Shmuel, the Shmuel. We have a contradiction in Rav and a contradiction in Shmuel. Dimar. Arusa she'ibra. An arusa that's pregnant. Now, an arusa is an eishes ish. For all practical purposes, she had kedushin. She's an eishes ish. If she's mezana, the kid is a mamzer. That's fact. In fact, she's not legally allowed to live with her aris either till nisuin. But the kid's not a mamzer if she lives with her aris. She's not. That's a nice. They're not a nice thing to do. Might be violating an assay, but it's not. It's not a mamzer. It's her husband. It's not her quote-unquote total husband because they didn't have chuppah yet. But it's her husband, and therefore we have to know who the father of this child is. So arusa she'ibra, Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav says, we say go by Rav. You know, the majority of people out there are not kosher for her. In fact, the whole world besides one person is not allowed to live with her. So therefore, assume that the kid is a mamzer. Shmuel Amar Havlat Shtuki. And Shmuel says, Suffolk. You know, the bottom line is, it might have been the Aris. We don't know. Rav Amar Havlat Mamzer Mutav Mamzeris. Now, we're translating that. Rav says, we let this kid marry a Mamzeris. But Shmuel Amar Havlat Shtuki Vasim Mamzeris. And Shmuel says, no. It's a Suffolk Mamzer, and we can't let him marry a Mamzeris. Hey, Shmuel said, Suffolk Mavada is Mutter. And Rav said, Safik Bavada is Aser. Now, Rav has to admit that it's not a Vadai Mamzer there. There is a chance that it's a Safik. So it's a question, Rav and the Rav and Shmuel and the Shmuel. Zakrashi. Zakrashi, Arusa She'ibra. Ve'en Yadua Im Aras and Mishachar. We don't know who the father of the child is. Vlachduki, Shemim Aras, Kazra Kasher, Shemim Yachar Apostle. Rav Amr Vlad Mamzer Vadai. Now, the Gemara is assuming that even though there's a rive, but the bottom line is it's still not 100%. So if it's not 100%, how can we let him marry a Mamzeres? It's a Suffolk Bavadai. Almalarav Suffolk Bavadai Mashmalot. The Katana Kamadom is Fakam Bavadai Mutter. So the Gemara at this point, we're going to get later a different point, but at this point, the Gemara is saying Rav is allowing a not 100% Mamzer to marry 100% Mamzeris. And Shmuel is not allowing a Suffolk Mamzer to marry a Mamzeris, and it's the exact opposite of what they said before, where Rav said Suffolk cannot marry a Vadai. We're going to wait a little bit more to Gemara before we ask any questions. And Shmuel said that you can, and here it's the exact opposite. And for the Gemara, Epoch. Epoch, Rav Amar Vlad Shtuki, Shmuel Amar Vlad Mamzer. You're right. Turn it around. Rav is the one that said we can't let him marry a Mamzeris because there is a chance it's from the Aris. And Shmuel said, even if it is from the Aris, it's a Suffolk, we don't know. So therefore, he can marry a Mamzeris. The exact opposite. Rashi, if there is Rashi, no Rashi. Zakti Gemara, we still want to do a little bit more. Zakti Gemara, Tarti Lomali. So why did they have to have the same machloikas in two cases? It's a repetition. The machloikas here, whether we paskel a kill or a blazer, is the same machloikas there. Why is it necessary? You know, this is a concept that people like me have a hard time grasping, putting their hands around. Amarom didn't repeat themselves. We are constantly repeating ourselves. They said it once. And if you've heard it from them once, you take it to wherever it has to go. They didn't come and say it twice. There's no reason for that. You learned by me. You heard it. You know it. I don't have to teach it in two cases. If they say it in two cases, that means each case is telling me something anew. Because if not, they don't repeat themselves. It's a hard concept for me, who lives in 2024, to grasp. That you don't repeat yourself. You're constantly, I mean, I'm constantly repeating myself. What?
They're talking Gemara.
I'm talking practical. I know I repeat myself all the time. But anyway, Uchicha. See, if it would only say in the case of Arusa, I would say I take that back. If it would only say it in the case of Shtuki, our Mishnah, I would say, you know, Rav is Machmer, we call him Rav, from the Rav Shalem Metzla. Rav says, because the chances are that she's kosher. By Shtuki, most people are kosher. This whole Suffolk Mamzer is a Chumrah. Because, remember we said, if the guy went to her, Rav Shalem. If she went to him, it's Kavua. So Rav says it's kosher anyway. Teretz, it's a Chumrah. So Rav said here, maybe over here he said that the Suffolk can't marry a Mamzer, because there's a good chance that the Suffolk is kosher.
Because she's not an Arusa in this case?
In our case, in our Mishnah, it's not an Arusa, correct. Means the majority of people are kosher. Abu Hassam, but by Arusa, the right Psulim, the whole world possible besides one person, and a mighty little Shmuel. Maybe over there he said, listen, the chances are that the kid is a Mamzer, and let him marry a Mamzeris. That's why Rav had to come and say, no, we don't let him marry a Mamzeris. We take the possibility of Arusa, that it's the Aris, very seriously, and we don't let him marry Mamzeris. If it would only say it here, I would say it, Rav says it over here, because on one hand, it makes sense that she was Mizana with her Aris. Because that's who hangs around. But in the case of a regular person, maybe he admits to Shmuel that we let a Suffolk marry a Vadai. Only by the Aris where he leans in the direction, you can go either way with this, that Rav says it's a Mamzer, but on the other hand, familiarity gives us reason to believe that it was the Aris. So saying one would not teach us the other, therefore the Gemara says he has to say it in both cases, Tzricha, Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer, we did it, most people are kosher. Okay, yes, Doctor, you had a question, yes.
Observation, you probably know what I'm going to say, but a couple of weeks ago. Is this a difference between Israel and Babylonia, or is this not close to Arayim? In that we know that there's something not being mentioned with geographical distribution. It depends on whether, in terms of God, it will depend on whether or not you're a Yehuda or the Galil.
I know you know this Gemara, but you would use it a number of times. We're talking about...
Twice.
I don't know if twice is considered a number. This Gemara, Yehuda is not a factor. Either that or at the time they weren't doing Yehuda. It's not like all the time Yehuda they did it. There was a short period of time that they used to do it in Yehuda.
So this was not included
in the study.
Both in time and in place. Bubble versus Israel.
Nothing with Bubble. Every place else besides Yehuda for a little period of time.
Okay, segregation geographically, I don't think anything.
Okay.
You don't need my agreement on anything, but I have never understood how Rabbi Yochanan taught for 200 years and did not repeat himself. But there are many things I don't understand.
Again, I thank you.
Did this argue Abishol? Because we see nothing she would mean in that minute.
We don't know. Do you see anything, Dave? At this point, do you see anybody say anything about that yet?
No.
Okay, so stay tuned. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. So the first teretz of the Gemara, a viable answer that the Gemara does not slug up, is switch around Rav and Shmuel, and everybody lives forever happily after.
Switch it around.
I can give you another way of learning it. Remember, Rav and Shmuel were the earlier generation of Amoraim. This is Ravina and Ravashi redacting or compiling the Gemara hundreds of years later, and they're trying to figure out Shat and Rav and Shmuel. So somebody in the Beis Medrash came up with the Teretz of Seif Eipuch, and somebody else said, no, I don't know if it's the same Beis Medrash, a different Beis Medrash, I don't know if it's the same time, might have been 50 years apart. Somebody came a different Teretz. We don't know. Rav and Shmuel are not here to tell us. So the Gemara is trying to figure out Shat and Rav and Shmuel. So somebody offered the following answer. Lailam Light Seipuch. Well, my mom said to come a Rav, Lav Mutim Mamzeris. Rav never meant that she can marry a mamzeres. We misunderstood Rav. Arusa she'ibra havlad mamzer did not mean that she can marry a mamzeres, like we understood it to begin with. What did it mean? Ela da'asa b'bas Yisrael. It meant, can't marry a Jewish girl. Mamzer didn't mean mamzer v'adai. When Rav said havlad mamzer, he said, do not let her marry a Jewish girl. Don't assume it's the Aris. We don't know. Don't let her marry a Jewish girl. We're not finished. Shmuel Amar Havlat Shtuki. And Shmuel says, Tasavik Mamzer. Correct the Gemara, Dasim Babas Yisrael, Yehagayna the Rav. So they're not arguing. If Rav said Mamzer and all he meant was he can't marry a Jewish girl, and Shmuel says Shtuki and you can't let her marry a Jewish girl, so they're agreeing. So why is the Gemara make it sound like Rav said one thing and Shmuel said the other? He's seconding the motion. Rav said it's a mamzer can't marry a Jewish girl, and Shmuel agreed. Well, wonderful. So what does that mean? Rav Amar Avad Mamzer Shmuel Amar Avad Shtuki. They're saying the same thing. Dr. Gemara, Elamai Shtuki Shemeshaskin Aysim Adin Kahuna. We don't let that kid, if he's a boy, be a kayan. Back to Gemara, Hashem Adin Yisrael Meshaskin away. We don't know if he's a frum Jew. I mean, he's a kosher Jew. Adin Kahuna, be boy. Well, you have to tell me you don't let him work in the Beis Hamikdash. You don't let him duchen. We don't let him marry a Jewish girl. We don't know if he's a kosher Jew. You're worried about kahuna? Dr. Gemara, you're right. Elamai Shtuki Shemeshaskin Aysim Nixi Aviv. Rav Shmuel is adding a factor. Don't let him yarshin anybody. Don't let him yarshin, quote unquote, his father. In fact, you know who his father is? How can you let him? We'll get a business. We don't let him yarshin his father. Shkayak, he doesn't know who his father is. Of course he can't yarshin his father. Dr. Gemara Leitzvika the Tafas, what happened is he grabbed the nechasim of the Aris, and he claims the Aris was my father, and I took the property. Nobody knows it wasn't the Aris. So do we take it away from him or not? Here is a guy, a kid, doesn't know who his father is. He decided, in his own mind, that his father is his mother's Aris. That's who it was. And therefore, I'm entitled to Yerusha. So nobody was going to give it to him. He went and took it. So Shmuel, we take it away from him. So Shmuel is adding to Rav. Rav says he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. And Shmuel says, we take away Yerusha from him, we take it away. Now, would Rav argue on that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. Zok to Gemara.
Well, you said you have to find a difference between them.
No, we have to find something that Shmuel was saying that Rav didn't say. Maybe Rav argues, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe Archko says, I'm telling you the honest truth, I didn't have that much time to prepare this morning, so I don't know. My mistake, I should have prepared more yesterday, but the bottom line is I didn't look up to see whether Rav argues or not. Does Archko say?
Does not dispute this.
Okay, that's what I figured too when I learned. Rashi.
Is he taken away as a goy?
He's not a goy.
The Shtuki?
He's Jewish. He might be a mamzer, but he's not a goy.
Because at one point we would question whether he's even Jewish.
No, I didn't say that. Then Yisrael means to marry a kosher Jewish girl. Not questioning his Judaism.
It
means to marrying a kosher Jewish girl.
Would you consider him Jewish?
Of course he's Jewish.
Because the neighborhood
is. His mother is Jewish.
But my father's Jewish.
His mother is Jewish. Rashi. Bedin kahuna by aris kayin. Bedin ragu imani dene b'nixim mishar yorsha shahars v'leitzavai. What, we're going to take it away from the other yorsha? The toughest nixi aris mishimeis. After the aris died. L'amr avihai, he's my father. That means Shmuel's mafkin l'aminei. Shmuel's telling us that we take it away from him.
What happened to that?
Again, over here we're saying that these are Vada Yarshim and he's not a Vada Yarsh, they're a Vada and he's a Suffolk.
No
Mighty Mechavera here, it's a Vada against a Suffolk.
I didn't have any other brothers.
Again, hold a second. So who's the Irish?
This guy doesn't, he thinks he is.
He thinks he is, but there's a Vada, meaning if there's no other brothers you want to know, so he claims he's a son and there's no other sons?
No.
Is that what you're worried about?
That's what I thought the Gemara was talking about.
No, the Gemara is talking about there's five sons, and he's claiming he's one of them. In your case, goes back to Shaila back in the fourth parak of Yavamath, and the Chaylitz, a Suffolk kid and a Yavam, the whole story over there. Suffolk, with Suffolk, what do we do exactly? It's in the Gemara Yavamath address. The late Lamed. If there's a brother, he's saying, what if there's no brother? What if he's the only possible child and the other one is the brother? So it's not shot that they're Vada Yairish and he's a Suffolk Yairish. They might not be Vada Yarshim if he's a kid. But there's more kids and they're all Yarshim. This is Gemara and Yavamas for the fourth parak. Yes?
I mean, there is a principle. There is no person in Israel except for an heir who does not have relatives. So the question would be, do we abstract this person to the second uncle question?
No, what Rabbi Cohn said.
No.
He reacted to Avram Cohn's thing. Rabbi Cohn said was, if the Aris has other children, so they're Vada Yarshim, and this guy is a Suffolk, so the Vada get it. But if he doesn't have any children, so now he has a brother, that's the next Yairish, really the father, but let's say it's a brother. So the Aris has a brother who's a Vada Yairish, he has a Suffolk son, but he's not the uncle is not a Suffolk Vada Yairish if there is a son. So it's not really a Vada against the Suffolk. He's only a Vada Yairish, but there's no sons. We don't know whether he's a Vada Yairish. In the case when he has other sons, we know there are Vada Yarshim and a Suffolk Yairish. In the case when there are no other sons, we don't know whether the uncle is a Vada Yairish. He's potentially a Vada Yairish, but that potential doesn't make him a Vada against the Suffolk. He might not be a Yairish because it might be a son. If there's a son, he's not a player. So this is a sugya in Yavamas. I'm not commenting. I said, see Yavamas, if I remember correctly, it's about 39. It's around that area. And the Gemara has a whole umbud of these kinds of cases who is considered Vada and Suffolk.
One of the hot questions that I was sick during the entire time that you're covered.
Okay, I'm just saying. So both Rabbi Cohn and Rabbi Kleinman are correct in different cases. That's all I was saying.
Okay, no, I think that the idea of something coming, not being a Vada, but coming into being a Vada, is a very interesting superposition.
Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara and Yavamas. That's all I said. Now the Gemara gives a third teret. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel both agree the kid's a Suffolk Mamzer. Shmuel is adding an aspect that we ask the mother, who is the father of the child, and we rely on him, which is what Baruch Maisha said all the way at the beginning of the sugya. We rely on her. That's what Shmuel's adding. Yes, he's a Suffolk Mamzer, but we can find out. Ask her. To bite, can you see my marriage, the question of Altina Menes? So then Shmuel is adding that aspect. Come on, Reb Gamliel. Like Reb Gamliel said, he brought it down last week, right? Isabu Beres, Vavar Vamati Vishalu Bezeh, Vavar Ishplein Vikainu Nemenes. So Amr Shmuel Hadazim, that not Isabu Beres, Vavar Vamati Vishalu Bezeh, Ishplein Vikainu, Reb Gamliel, Vavar Vamati Vishalu Bezeh, Vishalu Bezeh, Vavar Vamati Vishalu Bezeh, Vavar Vamati Vishalu Bezeh, Vavar He passed the right like Reb Gamliel. So why does he have to say it again? Here we go again. Amaram don't repeat themselves. There was no reason for him to say Shnuki means Baduki. He said it already. I passed the Reb Gamliel. So to Gemara, no, Tzvichi. He had to say this twice. The Ima Hasam, Avamino Hasam, Reb Ksher Metzla. Had he said it in Masechtas Ksubas, in Reb Gamliel's case, most people were kosher. Avalocha the Reb Sula Metzla, but by Arusa, most are puzzled. Who says we trust her against the Reb? Emeloi, Tzvichi. So we have three pshatim in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I shouldn't say the Machlokes. In the statements of Rav and Shmuel. The first pshat was that Rav said it's a Suffolk Mamzer, we don't let him marry Mamzeres. And Shmuel said we do let him marry Mamzeres, because even a Suffolk is allowed to marry Mamzeres. The second pshat was everybody agrees it's a Suffolk Mamzer. And all Shmuel is doing is adding that if he took money, we take it away from him. And the third shot is saying that Shmuel is adding, ask her. If she tells us, we can trust her. Now, I don't know if Rob disagrees. But ask her if she tells us we can trust her. Why didn't Shmuel have to say it? He already said it. There it is. He said it by Reb Sherim. Here he says it by Reb Tzulim. That's Rashi. No Rashi. No Rashi. Period. Yes.
So if a woman, unmarried woman, has a child and she says the father is a kohen, how far do we go? Do we give the chumras of
we can't make him a kohen because it's a halacha. We need zarim miyuchas achrav. This is a separate halacha. Now for him to act as a kohen, now does he have the restrictions of a kohen? I don't know. That's a Gemara in a number of places. The Baita we're going to have everything later on. It's in Subas, Vaisalay, the Zara Achrav, Misha Zara miyuchas achrav, Yatazah Shein Zara miyuchas achrav, that he can't be treated like a kohen. But I don't know if that means he doesn't have the chumras of a kohen or not. I don't know.
But it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua would say that he's not even
a we don't believe the woman at all. She's married. She's out.
Exactly.
What is the
third thing? First thing is the machlokes. Total machlokes.
Rabbi, the answer the mission is you arguing on but we don't know.
The blessed is your arguing on this whole. What would Rabbi Lazar hold about Batuki? Doesn't comment. Does not comment. Okay.
The father, possible father, is possibly to come forward without
too fast. I don't know. I mean, the Gemara in Subas, Yudala Manal, talks about the fact that when the father says it's my child, he adds a factor of Namanas. Question what, but that's the Gemara in Daf Yudal and Malav and Subas, who Aris and Arusa, and she said it was from the Aris, and he said, yes, it was from me. So the Gemara discusses that over there. But I don't know if it's a responsibility. I mean, it would be nice as a mensch, but, you know, I don't know whether I can say the word Chayev. I don't know.
Unless he's before, then make a difference? Yakir?
Maybe. No, he's talking about the father. For Nachla, it's the father's Bechor. That's the reckoning for the mother. Okay, that's the Gemara Baita. Now we are moving on to the last part of the. Yes, you have a question?
It is obscure to me why, if we do not trust the mother, what does the father say?
Again, not by himself. The question is, does it make a difference in the mother's belief? That's the Shiloh. By himself, he wouldn't be believed. Okay, we're now moving on to the next section of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, in Haidaram and Aleph, said, Eilu in Asuvi Sreikas, Shtuki, Asuvi, Vekusi.
I'm sorry. If he's forward, he can only verify what the mother says.
Again, I said it's a Shaila. I didn't get involved with what the fathers believed or not. I said the Gemara and Subas deals with the issue of what the father can do. But by himself, he's not believed, though.
Argue with the mother?
Well, I don't know what that means. The mother saying somebody else was the father? I don't know how the father can argue with that.
It wasn't you.
So then I don't know how he can argue with that.
He can only verify.
Right. Tanya. Now we're getting involved the last line in the Mishnah. The last word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what are Sveikas? Shtuki, Asuvi, Vikusi. We consider Kusi a Suffolk Mamzer. That's what the Mishnah said. We got to find out why. And we're going to be talking about Kusi now, but we're not directly going to talk about the suffix now. As it evolves, we'll figure it out. Tanya. V'chein Reb Elazar Omer. V'chein Reb Elazar Omer. Kusi, remember, Reb Elazar says suffix can't marry suffix. So Reb Elazar says, Kusi la yisa kusis. Every Kusi is a suffix. So we can't let Mr. Kusi marry Mrs. Kusis. One of them might be kosher, one of them might be a mamzer. It's a suffix in a vadai. Or a suffix in a suffix. We can't let them marry. Again, Reb Elazar's shita was, we don't let a suffolk marry a suffolk. So, in the Mishnah it said Eliezer, and on the side it said Tzarech Leimer Elazar. And before we had Reb Eliezer, and on the side it said Elazar. And here it says Elazar. So it's Elazar. I don't know who's the Tzarech Leimer, but they changed the Girsa three times in my Gemara. You probably have a letter that tells you to look somewhere, but they changed the Girsa. And it's Reb Elazar.
Is there a right to part of it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kalash, is it because of Kalash?
Again, we have not explained anything. At this point, we are it's an unknown. And the Gemara just said a lie that Akusi is a Suffolk mamzer, and according to Reb Elazar, Suffolk can't marry Suffolk, so Akusi can't marry Akusi. That's all he said. Correct the Gemara, my time. Why is Akusi not allowed to marry Akusi? Amar Rabbi Yisuf, Asu Kiger, Lacha Asara Dairus, Netanya, Gerad Asara Dairus, Wotim Mamzeris, Mikam Veiluch, Asim Mamzeris. Halacha is as follows. Kal Gerim, Lo Yikri Kol. According to one man, the other. A ger, Wotim Mamzeris. A ger married to Gerad, just to avoid issues. I'm not going to get involved now if the ger marries a Jewish girl. We'll just go, a ger married to Gerad, the son is halach of a ger, he can also marry a mamzer. And another ger marries a geirus, the third generation can marry a mamzer, because they're still gerim. They're considered kal gerim, as long as both parents, and I'm not getting involved in one parent now. We'll talk about one parent at a different time and condition. At this point, it's both parents are gerim. Both parents are gerim, the kid is considered a ger for marriage purposes. He can get mafti yayna, by the way. He can get every aliyah he wants, except kain and levi. But he's considered a ger for marriage purposes, and he can marry a mamzeres. Generation 1, generation 2, generation 3, all the way through 9. Through 10. I don't know, it says arasara dairus. So I'm not sure if it means through or till. Not sure. Either way, comes generation 10, we say he no longer can marry a mamzeres. Now what happened? He's still the same gear as his father was, and grandfather, and great-grandfather, and great-grandfather. So what does it mean he's not Mekam Ve'eluch Asur B'Mamzeres? The answer is because at that point, people forget that he's a gear. You don't view him as a gear anymore. After a certain amount of generations, he's so integrated into the call that you don't recognize him as a gear. And therefore, we have to ban him from marrying Mamzeres, because if he does, people will walk around saying, oh, you're allowed to marry Mamzeres. He married a Mamzeres. It takes 10 generations for us to forget he's a ger. Now today, I think it would take a lot less, but I don't argue in Gemara. The Gemara says it takes up to 10 generations. A generation is considered a child. So you have a child, and a child, and a child, and a child, and a child. Up to 10. I'm not sure if it's inclusive, or I think it's inclusive, but I'm not sure. He can marry Mamzeres, afterwards not. Yes, I'm Rim? Again, we're not up to anything yet. You know, I mean, we didn't give the Gemara a chance even to talk. And some say, no, it's not a general rule. It's still people stop viewing him as a ger. When people forget that he comes from Goyim, at that point he can't marry a Mamzeres. So it's not a definitive 10 generations. It's a subjective when people forget that he came from Goyim. Now, the Gemara at this point wants to say, Kusim are integrated into Klal Yisrael. So therefore, since Kusim are integrated into Klal Yisrael, we're afraid to let them marry somebody that might be Pusel, because people will walk around saying, hey, you can marry a Pusel. So therefore, as I said, Akusi shouldn't marry Akusis. Because people will see the person marrying this Kusis, they will say, hey, he's marrying a Mamzeres. Because every Kusi is a Suffolk Mamzeres. So therefore, again, this is the Havamin and the Gemara. Gemara just slug it up right away. So Mamela, it looks like a Jew is marrying a Mamzeres. So therefore they said Akusi can't marry a Mamzeres. I need to do two more lines before I hear a question. Amal Abaya Midami. What kind of comparison is there? Hasam Ger Yashan Mamzeres Chadasha. There we're talking about a 10-generation Ger and a new Mamzeres. So people will say, hey, he's marrying a Mamzeres? He's a Jew marrying a Mamzeres. Ami Ba Yisroh, the Kamas Mamzeres. Hakid Vidi Kagodininu. One's a Kusi, one's a Kusis. Why are you going to assume that it's a kosher Jew marrying a Mamzeres? Why is she more Mamzeres than he is? What does it mean? People will say that you're allowed to marry Mamzeres because Akusi married Akusis. That means people will assume she's a Mamzeres, so why won't they assume he's a Mamzer? And if they assume she's a Mishlaim over there, we understand it. He's a 10th generation Ger. People forgot he's a Ger. They'll see him marrying a new Mamzeres. They'll say, ooh, a Yid can marry a Mamzeres. Here, what are they going to say? That a Yid can marry a Mamzeres because Akusi marries Akusis? Manashach, If they're going to treat the kusis like a mamzeris, so why do they think the man is any better? He's also a kusi. Not like he's a 10th generation kusi. He's a new kusi. He's a regular kusi. She's a regular kusis. What's the comparison to the 10th generation and to the mamzeris? Let's just do Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Tanya v'chein Rabbi Elazar Yimei Asok Ger L'achas HaRatayis. V'chein Yishyashnu B'Yisrael. They became aged in Klal Yisrael. The nearing to Yisrael, Vasa Ripsulus Lakol, Shamu Yaimru, Yisrael Nasa Psula. Hasam Gabi Gai Mabzeres Ker Yashim. Maroy Ainim Akiril of them. The guy doesn't know his history, the Savage Yisrael Bob Israelis. He doesn't know that his mom wasn't an Israelis, his grandmother wasn't Israelis. He doesn't know that this is a family of Gerim. And Mabzeres Chadasha claim Yidu Vinikaris of Mabzeres. Everybody knows she's a Mabzeres. Amri Yisrael Nasa Mabzeres. Haroy Aimer, Yisrael Nasa Mamzeres. People will say, Yitka Mary Mamzeres. Individual Dodihu. Begarim Yushainimim, and Machzikim says, Epikashis, Machikim Glamazu, Bekashis, Manachev. He was saying people assume he's Kashir, also assume here it's your Kashir. They're both the same families. They're Kusim. Yes, Doctor.
So, you probably know what I'm
going to
say, which is we have something having to do with the It is unclear to me how memory affects the Mitzvah of the Prophet.
Is this like Tumas Tamam,
that if there is something...
No, Tumas Tamam is Halakha L'Maaseh Mitzvah. This is Gzeirat Rabbanan. Rabbanan don't have to operate with states.
So at that point where evidence comes out that the judge is,
Calgarum,
does that then...
Again, that marriage... the Gemara is saying the marriage is 100% valid, it's 100% fine. All they're saying is rabbinically, there was a fear that people will say Yisrael can marry Mamzeres.
No, you said it very clearly. But I do not understand whether the Messias of the person has changed.
No, nothing's changed. In Drabbanon, nothing changed. All it is the Xerid Drabbanon, we don't want it to happen.
So Xerid Drabbanon, we're sort of getting iffy in terms of the rising.
I don't know what that means.
We're being mother something, which is us.
It's not us, it's Mutter. Gary's allowed to marry Mamzeres. It's 100% Mutter.
I know, after 10 generations. After 10 generations. Sorry, 10 generations.
That's not true.
Oh, wait, we're us. Okay.
Gary's a Mamzer, it's not true. Mitzvah said there's no such thing as 10 generations by a Mamzer or by a Gary. It's a rabbinic Gzera that maybe people will say Yisrael married a Mamzeres.
It's
a chumrah.
What's the chumrah?
He can't marry a mamzeres. But the raisa, a ger can marry a mamzeres forever and ever and ever.
You're right. I'm not.
Yes.
This idea that people treat them differently. In ninth generation, two parents got married, they were both gerim. People can't remember back one generation.
Again, no. Ninth generation doesn't mean they were both Gerim. Ninth generation means nine generations ago they were both Gerim.
So who are they married till now?
An other offspring of Gerim.
Both families.
Are families of Gerim, exactly. Happened nine generations ago, 186 years ago. The Ger was Megayer, and the Geyeris was Megayeris, and they married each other. And from then on, their child married somebody who came from a different family where both parents were Gerim. And this happened for nine generations. Now, I will only say the following, and I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is, obviously, they looked into families a lot different than most of us do. Because here they had nine generations, they could tell you who the grandfather was and who the grandmother was, straight up nine generations. I cannot tell you my own grandparents' nine generations, let alone anybody else's. I can go back three, maybe four. I can't go back past that. Now they have all these things, they find out that you came from China. I don't know what I'm just saying, but it's, I can't go back like that. But they obviously, I know people lived less than all the Chishvaitis. Bottom line, nine generations is 180 years. It's a long time. 180 years ago was 1844. I can't tell you in 1844 who my great-grandparents were. I can't go back that far.
Is that what a door is? say 20 years?
The belt says a generation, 20 years. And here it means kids.
Right. It could be a lot more than 100.
I was minimizing. I was saying that I don't remember, I don't know, no research, exactly who my great-great-grandfather was in 1844. I don't know. On all sides. They knew. I'm just saying. Just shows that their investigations. And this is without computers and without genealogy organizations, all these things, and they were able to know. A 10th generation, people start to forget. That's the thing, the Martin said.
Rabbi, does this imply...
Yeah, go ahead.
Does this imply that an 8th generation would have to marry another 8th generation as opposed to a 6th generation?
No, I don't have it. No. A ger can marry a Jewish girl, and if that happens, it's all over. Then his kid can't marry a mamzeres. It's only if a ger marries a geyeres, and if his son marries a daughter of a ger and a geyeres, and if his grandson marries a granddaughter of a ger and a geyeres, and this goes on for 9 generations, then they can marry a mamzer. Any generation could have married a regular Bas Yisrael or Ben Yisrael, and it would have been all over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
You're seizing on the first part of the sentence, which is 10 generations. This could be the second part of the sentence. When people have forgotten what the status is.
That's the second part of the Amar. It's Malachus.
Sorry, I didn't understand what you just answered over the phone. If a first generation marries an Israeli...
So then son couldn't marry a mamzer.
So it's a 10th generation where they can marry a mamzer.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's a gear lineage.
It has to be a total gear lineage for a heter of mamzeres. If any of the parties married a Jewish man or lady, it's over.
So what does it mean, Israel?
That's nothing. It means nothing. It says Gamzer Asiri, nothing. Adai Lo, the next words, ever.
And that's just for the sake of being able to marry a Mamzer?
No! The Torah is asking the Mamzer forever.
Mamzer, but, okay.
So not talking about a Ger there.
Asir, but a Ger can marry this.
A Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzer, it's called Ger and Leik, we go. And everybody should have a wonderful...